This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. The title of his message, Seven Ways to Love Your Mother, says it all. This message was recorded on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 10th, 2015. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Good morning, New Hope. Isn't it a great, great day? I got to get on the phone later on when I go home and call my mother. I talked to her last night. Because yesterday was her birthday, which I thought was tomorrow. Oh. Sometimes, man, you wonder, yeah? I might have been a rotten, rotten son. I think I was the cause of all her white hair and wrinkles. And if you ask her, she'd probably agree. Man, Mother's Day is a time for me to try make up ground for all the things that I have done. I'm glad God is not like that. He just said, you know, Lord, on your knees and your heart, forgive me, Lord. And you don't have to try do so many things to receive his grace, but it's there. Isn't that great? Man, if my mom was God, I'd be dust. I'd be history. I don't know if I would have lived past 10. And then she'd probably be in jail. But yeah, my mom is great, and I'll share more about her later. But in Philippians, Paul writes, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. And when I read this, you know, Paul was, he cared for the Philippians, and he gave thanks to God for them, and, you know, the Philippian church brought Paul much joy and little pain. You know, and when I think about the relationship Paul had with the Philippian church, man, I wish my relationship was mom. My mom was, I caused her much joy and little pain. But I think when I was growing up, I caused my mom a lot of pain. And a little joy. I mean, really. And, you know, when I read that, it's like, wow, man. I wish, you know, and it's getting a lot better because now I'm understanding my role as a son. And I'm understanding better how to honor my mother. Because Christ is teaching me. He's changing me. He's transforming me. And I'm getting better and better. And I'm just thankful that I have time to do them. You know, I know that I haven't been the best of sons to my mother, and I look, and it's kind of funny, because when I look back and what I did, I swear it's only my mother could love me for what I did. Really. I mean, before I came to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, there was really no honor, and she didn't deserve the love. She didn't get the love that she deserved. No hugs, no patience, no encouragement, no generosity. You know, I was one of those. Okay? I was one of those children. If you had me, that was it. You wasn't having it over children. And you know what? That's why I'm the youngest. And I have no younger siblings, because after me, it's like, oh, man. I think she had a good talk with my dad and said, man, this is it. No more. We cannot handle anymore like this, just in case the next one turns out like this. Even though my poor mom, you know, I don't know if you mothers have three boys like mine, but man, if you do, write it down on the prayer request and I'll pray extra hard for you. My sister-in-law, my brother, they have three boys and like, oh, man. I know what she must go through, because we put my mom through all that. And it's like, wow, she's still alive, even though I put her through so much stress. You know, when Jesus was on the cross, like Steve was saying, you know, Mary was there and she witnessed the crucifixion. And if you lost a child, if you are a mother and you lost a child, you can relate to how she's feeling. I mean, at the foot of the cross, can you imagine? She's watching her son nailed, whipped, beaten, bloody. And she's there, like, man, broken heart, crying. And it's like, words cannot describe what she must have been going through, but must have been very painful. And then Jesus, on the cross, he turns to John and says, take care of her. And looks at his mother and says, let him stand in my place as your son. You know, John, we know John lived a long life, and I believe he took care of Mary. Jesus is on the cross, and on the cross, he is bearing the weight of the sins of the whole world on his shoulders. And yet, through all that pain, through all that suffering, he makes sure his mother is taken care of. Could you see the importance of what he was doing? Because he was on the cross suffering for us. But yet, in that pain and suffering, he said, take care of my mother. Yeah, and he was showing us today how important it is to take care and love our mothers. Because we cannot be willfully wrong with our mother and be right with God. And if your mother is still alive, regardless of your age, regardless of your relationship, I just want to share with you 7 practical ways that is like, it's not hard to do. Something that we can simply do, not just on Mother's Day, all right? Because mothers probably long for this every day, and not just this day, but something that we can do every day and honor our mothers. Amen? So the first one is love her verbally. You know, you gotta tell her, Mom, I love you. If your mother is next to you now, it's gonna be, might be hard, but just turn to her and say, Mom, I love you. Wow, that wasn't that hard, right? Sometimes, you know what? Men, they would say, well, I don't need to tell her I love her. She know I love her. I show it in my actions. They don't need to hear it. Like, what? Man, if, you know, women need to hear those words. I love you. Children need to hear it. Our spouses need to hear it. You know, and if you're thinking like, well, I'm a man, I don't need to say it because I show it. I bring her flowers. I wash her car. I fold her laundry. Hey, you know what, men? If you're one of those types, then, man, you're just going to have to change. Amen? You're going to have to learn to say, I love you. Okay? So, men, on the count of three, we're going to practice, okay? We're going to say, I love you. 1, 2, 3. I love you. Oh, you guys are sad, man. Oh, Lord, I think we need help. Can you inspire the man? 1, 2, 3. Oh, that was better. Man, I bet this is you. You are one of those guys that they say, I don't need to say it, I just show it. Okay? And if it makes you uncomfortable saying it, then get uncomfortable and say it. Amen? Man, you cannot say, oh, man, kind of mushy. Stop it. Okay? And by the way, I'm going to tell you another thing. Real men do cry. Okay? Got it? Real men do cry. And so you love her verbally. Call her up. If she's here, if she's alive, if you don't have to call her, if she's with you, tell her you love her. Eh? Number two, love her physically. When was the last time you hugged your mother without her asking for it? Give her a kiss on the cheek. for me, it was a while because when was the last time I went to Oahu? And when we do, that's the only time I get to really hug my mom and hug my dad because, I mean, they're there, I'm here. But remember your mom? She's the first one who touched you. You was in her womb for months. You was her first priority. She cuddled you. She stroked you. She rubbed your feet. She held your cheeks. She gave you her finger. You know the finger and the little baby grab your finger. She did all that for you. Yeah. Remember when you were like a little kid and you clung, you just hang on to you. You see them, they hang on to your feet and you gotta walk. Because they're hanging on to you. They couldn't let you go, but now there's no hugs for her. We kind of like, she's grown out of it. She doesn't want a hug from me. You know what? That hug, it'll probably mean more to her than flowers or candy. I mean, for us, we're a hugging church. I mean, we love to hug each other. It's like our culture. We hug each other here, but then sometimes when we go home, we don't hug our mom. Man, you go to the churches on the mainland. How you doing? How's it? Like, man, I want to hug them, but they don't do that up there. I don't think I could survive. But over here, we like to hug. But we need to remember that, hey, I think mom deserves a hug. Not just today, but every time. Remember, you know, what she did for you. She was the first one who touched you in her womb. You made her sick in the morning. You made her go through pain when she delivered you. She loved you. She took care of you. And so we gotta, you know, give her that hug. This one is hard, number three. This might be the hardest one. Love her patiently. Oh. You know, mothers, they have just an incredible job with no pay. I mean, no position in the business world compares to the physical, emotional, and spiritual demands that motherhood has. And I gotta say this, don't ever make the mistake of asking a mother, do you work or stay home? Oh, that's just as bad as asking a lady if she's expecting when she's not pregnant. Yeah? Right? Anybody did that? Oh! And if you did that and you're alive, you're blessed. But don't ever say, are you a mother or you stay home? That's beef words. Here's the point. In spite of all she does, we often become impatient with her. I mean, sometimes we get so used to her taking care of things, you know, making dinner, you go home, everything's done, the laundry is washed, the dishes is washed. And, you know, when it's not, we become impatient. You know, we gotta love her patiently because a lot of times she tends to our needs. You know, she takes the children to school, she picks them up, and if they're late, if they're late in picking you up, like, oh man, I had to wait half an hour for you. Or they drop you off at the mall and they don't pick you up on time. And we're impatient. Imagine if you treated your friends like you treat your mother. Oh, you might not have friends. Imagine if you treated your friend's mother like you treat your mother. They ain't gonna let you hang around with their children. Because sometimes the closest ones to us, we're the least patient with the closest ones to us. I get like that with my wife. How many of you waiting in the car honking the horn because, you know, like, I thought you was ready. And you go in the car and it's like for me, I'm the last one to get ready. But I'm the first one in the car. And I'm like, what happened? I thought you guys was ready. And I can become so impatient. I haven't beeped the horn at her in like over a year, though, I think. So like, phew. I'm getting better. But hey, I need work just as much as you. Hey, so we gotta love them patiently. Amen? Okay, we gotta love her attentively. Now, they listen to us when we pour out our hearts, our problems to them. They're sympathetic. Even as an adult, sometimes we dump on them and they listen to us. That's what mothers do. But sometimes when she needs to complain or vent, man, we don't want to hear it. We don't want to give attention to her problems. You know, when it's our turn, it's good. But when it's her turn to vent and to give something to us, man, we can be so like, I do not want to hear it. But we gotta pay attention to our mothers. And guys, that means sometimes you just gotta turn off the TV. Put ESPN on hold for a little while. Put Let's Go Fishing on hold a little while. And give her attention. Put the power tools away. Don't try to talk to her with the table saw running full blast. You know, you can tell I'm talking about myself here. But you know, sometimes with my mom, I just don't wanna hear it. You know, when I was growing up and I was in my late teens, early 20s, she would say, oh, son, you drink too much. Like, son, you smoke too much. Yeah, you know, leave me alone. I never pay attention to her. So then, one day, she also told me I was too fat. I always had bad grades, and so I would like just tune her out. I would not pay attention to her when she talked to me. So, I quit drinking. Oh, now you gotta quit smoking. So. Although I did something good, she would tell me something else, and still I just would like tune her out, because if it wasn't the drinking, it was smoking. So I quit drinking, I quit smoking. And then after that, she couldn't find nothing, so she said, you're too fat still yet. So I would still tune her out. I would do that. And you know, you gotta understand my mom, because this is the only way she could communicate with me, because I was just so stubborn. Like when Okinawans are hard-headed, stubborn people, and short. And so she would say, I quit drinking, I quit smoking, I lost some weight. And then she said, no, you need to take your vitamins. Okay. So, okay, like, no, I don't want to hear it. So I quit drinking, stopped smoking, I lost weight, and taking vitamins. And, you know, she still finds stuff to pick. But then the thing is, now I don't tune her out. I look at her and I say, wow, you know, thank you for loving me so much that you would be concerned in the finest details of my life to lose weight and to take my vitamins. I give her the attention she deserves now. And I'm hoping that one day she can say, like, man, this is my most rottenest son I ever had, but now he's good. And I'm hoping that the day before she dies, before she goes to heaven, that she would say, wow, this one won't work. I had to work overtime, but he had to go to the Big Island and get reformed. And I'm hoping that that will be happening at the end. Number five. You gotta love her gratefully. You know, I am so grateful for my mom, because, man, so many times she could have just given up on me. There were days that I wouldn't come home for 2 or 3 days. And if you have children who do that to you, you know what it's like. And when my children do that to me, and I think, like, wow, this is what I put my mom through? Yeah, God says, yes, that's what you did. See, what you plant, you harvest. It's like, oh. But, you know, this story, an elementary science class had been studying magnets and how metal objects are attracted to them. So at the end of the semester, the teacher got an exam and one question on it. Starts with M and picks things up. And half the children wrote, mother. Man, you gotta be sincere and thank her, not just today, and not just a superficial thing, but genuinely from your heart. And do it when it's least expected. Maybe tomorrow morning. But just do it when it's least expected. You know, if your parents, if your mom is still alive and living and you have children, man, these are the best days. You got your mom, you got your children. Man, do these things. Love them, honor them, respect them. You know, give her attention and be grateful. Number six, love her generously. Yeah? Love her generously. I mean, today, when you take her out, don't go take her to McDonald's. and then go to the dollar menu right off, right? Man, Cafe Pesto at least. Right? Not even Burger King, okay? Even though it's an upgrade from McDonald's, but man, there is nothing too good for her. I mean, if I had to figure out how to repay my mom, man, I couldn't come up with no sum of money, no good deeds, nothing. I couldn't. It's just priceless what she went through for me, what she gave up for me. You know, if they had one pie on the table and there was only five pieces and six of you, you know your mom would be the one going without. Motherhood. I mean, she would sacrifice for you. They'd clear up their schedule so they can take you around. Gives up opportunities so you can have more opportunities. Man, so we gotta be generous. I mean, we cannot, you know, be so tight-fisted with our money when it comes to our mother. We gotta let her know how much we love her, and we gotta love her generously. Amen? And number seven, love her honorably. This is the one that's mentioned in the Bible. Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. This is binding as long as your mother lives. You know, another commandment says, children, obey your parents. But that is when you leave home, then, you know, you're gone. But the honor is different. If the husband is the head of the home, the mother is the heart. Don't break your mother's heart. You may think that, hey, my mom wasn't honorable. The Bible says nothing about that qualification. The Bible only asks if she's your mother. And if she is, regardless of her behavior, the Bible says honor your mother. It's one of the Ten Commandments, which has a built-in blessing as a promise. And these seven things that's listed here today, it's not undoable. Amen? It's something that we can do every single day. It's some way that we can actually say to our mother that we honor you, we appreciate you, we respect you, we're going to pay attention to you, we're grateful for you, we love you. And if you can practice these things, I can just see the Lord saying, wow, you're doing good in taking care of your mother and I'm sure he would be pleased. I put this poem in your bulletin just for you to have. It's just a wonderful saying of a mother, of what God did when he created mothers. And I like that story. You may want to keep it as a reminder of what a mother is and what they do. Because you know what? They are so valuable. And we have the opportunity, if they're still alive, to really take care and honor them. Amen. We're going to have a special treat from the children's ministry. So if the children's ministry can come on up, I'm going to clear things out of the way. Would you welcome our children's ministry as they make their way up? Oh, okay, can you go get the children? The children are on their way. Okay, so I get to talk some more then. Wow. Okay. Mothers. I want to introduce my wife to you. Because, come, honey. So, the other week, right? Last week, Brittany. What are you getting for mom for Mother's Day? So, I don't know. She's not my mother. Oh, wrong answer. Sassy, yeah? No, but so I asked my wife, hey, what do you want for Mother's Day? Nothing. You know that means something, right? So we're going to probably go have some lunch and do some other motherly, you know, some. I don't know if she's going to do her nails or her hair, but she already did her hair. So that's out of the question, but you know, if you're a mother, would you stand up? We just want to kind of like honor you and pray for you. And even if you maybe you don't have children, but you might have been a mother to your niece or to your nephew or your grandkids, but would you stand up? We just want to say, man, look at that. Over half the people in this church are mothers. Let's keep standing, keep standing. And if you're next to them, would you stretch out a hand? Lord, thank you so much for our mothers. And I pray that on these seven things that we can do to love our mothers, to honor them, to appreciate them. And they're not hard, Lord. You know, and I pray that we would be able to honor our mothers. And not to forget you, Lord, but we would honor you with our lives also. So as we celebrate Mother's Day, Lord, let it be not just today, but let us honor them and respect them and treat them well every day as long as they're alive. Let us be able to bless them, to be generous to them, to be kind, especially to give attention and to listen to them when they have things to say. And Lord, I pray if there's a relationship between a mother and a child that is broken, Lord, I pray that you would intervene and give them the strength to reconcile to each other, and that when they make up, they would be able to make up for lost time. And in their relationship, Lord, you would be glorified. So, Lord, we pray a special blessing upon the mothers here and those who couldn't make it, that you, Lord, would bless them. We thank you so much. We pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people say, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope Christian Fellowship East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16675 Milo Street, Keao, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.